whenever we leave a Yontif, there's always like a little feeling of letdown. Kilo, like, it was exciting, it was higher. Now the Yontif's going from us. And sometimes we could even feel like a little bit like, oh, lost opportunity, we didn't use it, Kirai. But the MS is that every Yontif, when it comes, it's not just, it's a time, like, you know, you have a chasana. It's exciting, you enjoyed it, especially if it's your chasana, a chasana, a good friend, a first family member. Then it's over, okay, the chasana is over, and life moves on, and nothing changed about me, especially if it's someone else's chasana. It's your chasana, hopefully something did change, but if it's someone else's chasana, so, like, you move on. Be'ef shahagufa. Sometimes it's your chasana. And like the simcha the chasana is not just the chasana. The simcha the chasana is we give sheva brachas afterwards. And the simcha is supposed to grow, and you're supposed to have a beautiful marriage, and it's supposed to get better and better. Now you're not going to have the band and the dancing, but psh, you're going to have real simcha. It's going to grow. As a yontif is very similar to your chasana. A yontif is not something, it comes and goes. A yontif is something that goes into the person, it uplifts the person, and empowers the person. Every yontif is another empowerment that keeps us going for the next kufa to the next yontif. As we want to take out of Hanukkah, there are many angles to take out that empower us and uplift us. But we want to focus in on one angle that's very, very negeya for this man we're in now, for the hemshich of this man. The Bnei Yeshua asks a famous question in Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says that the Ness of Hanukkah was when they came and there was no Shemen Tar, Yevanim Ometama, all the Shmanim, as they couldn't be Madrik the Menorah, as Hashem made a nest that they found the Parsha and it burned for 8 days. Freg the Bnei Yeshua, I, Tumas Hutcher B'tzibur, Alochi is, you're allowed to be Makar B'kar, but a Du'avli, there was something that's Tameh. As they could have been Madlik, the Menorah was Shemen Tameh. Say, Nachinami, it takes 8 days to make Shemen Tameh, but what's the problem? There was plenty of Shemen Tameh around. As they could have used Shemen Tameh, that's Freg the Bnei Yeshua. As the Bnei Yeshua says, a big Yisrael. He says, because it was being Mara, the Chvivis of Hashem, that Hashem had for them. Here, they were in a matziv that Yavon was not letting them do the Avodah. And they went ahead and they said they want to do the Avodah anyway. And they were Maisa Nefesh to do the Avodah. If you think about it, there were many Kufis and Klal Yisrael where the Yidden had a high to do Avodah. The most recent one under communism, the Yidden hid, they did mitzvahs, as they were potter. Hooray, there's nothing they could do about it. The Yavonim are there, they had a ptur. As somebody whose idea in life is like, okay, I'm Oyved Hashem, I do what I have to be Mechuyiv, Abo Einis Rachmana Patre. As the Yidden at the times of the Yavonim could have said, listen, we want to learn. Nebuch, the Yavanim came to the Yishayah, standing in front of the building with his sword. I'm so disappointed that I have to go on a Bein Hazmanim trip in the middle of this month. What can I do? I'm Ma'aynis, Rahman and Patrick. They could have continued life and gone Ba'ayfinze. But what did the Yidden do? The Yidden went an extra step. And they said, even if we have a good excuse, and even if we can't, but we want to make it happen anyway. Even if we're not mechuyev, even if it's hard for us, but we're going to try to make it happen anyway. And that is very, very chaviv l'Hashem. When we go that extra nakuda, we go that lefnim mishur sadim, we go a little bit and we put in the extra effort. And you know something? Sometimes we could even be in the din. But we work hard to do that kiddin. We work hard to come to Seder on time. We work hard to learn when we're in Seder, we're tired, we're falling asleep, and we push ourselves. It's very, very chaviv to Hashem. As when Hashem saw the Yidden went the extra step of Mesiris Nefesh to do Avodas Hashem at the time, as Hashem wanted to show them, your Avodah is chaviv to me. As what did Hashem make a nest? That they should be able to be Oyved Hashem B'Tahayra, because that's the highest level. Yes, Al Pi Din Torah and Al Pi Chiyuvim, Tuma is Hucho B'Tzibra. They could have been Madlik the Menorah B'Tuma, and they would have been Yaitza the Mitzvah, and they could have danced from Simchas Mitzvah around the Menorah, because they were Yaitza the Mitzvah. Hashem wanted to give them the opportunity to do the mitzvah in the highest level. Laharis shechaviv avigdosam, chaviv amisiris nefesh. As the message of Hanukkah is a very important message to all of us. We're working, we're trying to learn, we're coming to Musa Seder. And we didn't win the lottery for the Sefer if you come to Musa Seder. But it doesn't make a difference. Hashem sees, Hashem is watching, and Hashem knows. There are people that are taking off, and sometimes we could feel like it's so hard for me. Sometimes we can even feel we're such losers, we're in the base medrash. Look, everyone else is having a good time, everyone else is having a fun time. You're not losers. Hashem sees, Hashem watches. And Hashem is very happy with what you're doing. And Hashem is going to pay you back, bigodol, and give you a tremendous yata d'shmaya, to shtayik le'ela u'le'ela. As the Ner of Chanukah is a very powerful light. It's the light that reminds us, that takes us throughout the Zman, that as the Kleshi of the Zman goes, because it's not just mid-Zman, it's mid-Zman after Chanukah. That shine. Afilu hachi, we're going to hold strong. And we're going to keep on going. And the nachas ruach that Hashem has from our avodah is nifla b'yaisi. I don't see it. It doesn't make a difference. It's happening. And this is one of the oiris that we have. That it's showing us the chvivas of Klal Yisrael. Their avodah befrat in the Yimei HaChoshah. Many times we see people that are being bereft, we see people that are falling, as we can get upset at them. Don't get upset at them. And don't get upset, why am I in a matziv that I'm with them? They're a huge rachmanis that they're falling. But our avoid in life is to be machazik ourselves. This is our time to be zeicha b'gabal. It's hard. It's not easy, but we push and we grow. It's ma'oid, ma'oid, chaviv l'Hashem. So one time heard a mashal to bring out. It's an interesting mashal, but it has a point to it. There was once someone sitting by a chasen in Baropat, Siddush chasen. The bacha was a chasher of bacha, the kalahaps, a chasher of redula. They were by the chuppah, and they have the chuppah outside, because they were by the chuppah, and they had that beautiful song, Bizman HaZeh. They have a concert before the chuppah in America. They have the singer get up, and he mamish uplifted everyone. Everyone was mamish, there was such a isayrus. Everyone was berayimimus. The chasim walks down. The kala walks down. We're ready for the chuppah itself, that beautiful moment of tefillah. Of his aleph, of his reimimus, and all of a sudden they hear a honk, a huge honk. What's going on? A block down, there's a massive traffic jam. As one person is sitting in his car, and he's very, very frustrated, as he decided he's gonna honk everyone to get them moving. And he's blowing a tekiah d'gdoyla with no rachmanis, honking straight. As this beautiful chasna, everyone's uplifted, we're holding by the beautiful moment, and all of a sudden, it's rude. The guy's honking, and everyone's going out of the kelim. Now, if you think about it, the guy who's sitting there in his car, who's just holding on the horn, probably has ADHD, needs excitement, holding on that horn for like 10 minutes, did he do anything wrong? As Yesh Lot, if he did something wrong. But did he know he was ruining someone's chasana? No. He has no clue. He's a lockdown. He's not thinking that in the place of lockdown, he's. You think you're waking, you're blocking them, you're destroying a chuppah now that was just the most, everyone was emotional, getting all high up, and now everyone's getting frustrated. Who's that idiot who's honking? Yeah. He ruined the chuppah. That moment that they spent thousands of dollars on chana. You see, sometimes one little honk goes a long way. That's Litzad Hara. And the guy doesn't even realize what he's doing. Koshkein Litzad HaToyev. When a person pushes himself and he comes into the base medrash, he has no idea what he's doing. He has no idea what's going on. That is very powerful. And Grada Litzad Hara also. When people do things and they're mushkis and they're midas, when people do things and they don't come to seder and they think like it's not so terrible, halavai, they should know what they're doing to themselves. Lo yuman sometimes what these guys are doing themselves, how they're messing themselves up for the future. It's always time to do tshuva. We can always come back. Hashem loves tshuva all the time. But people just don't realize what's going on in this world. They don't realize what they're affecting, how much they're affecting. As Chanuk is his man, when we get a rizig chizik, Hashem sees, Hashem's watching, Hashem knows what you're doing. Hashem loves your avodah. And Hashem's going to give siyata d'shmaya that your avodah should go to the next level. If you're heading in the right direction, Hashem's gonna help you go into the next level. And the next level is the Gula Shleima Sheyavai Bimeir. That's Kilu, the next level, the Gula. And that's what we had in last week's parsha, that Yosef lived in a world of Choshech, in a world of darkness. Yet he held on strong. And Yavai, it was the Gilui, was Nifladek. That's what's waiting for all of us. As that's the beautiful R of Chanukah. The message is the Ava that Hashem has from our Avodah. And some people could say, what do you mean? I don't know Shas. But you're sitting and learning. But I'm not in the pious yeshiva. But you're sitting and learning and you're by a shir. You're trying to understand shir. You're shtaggy. My tefillah is not for hours long. But you're davening. You're trying to daven. You're midas. You're being sensitive to people. You're trying to be good to people. It's choviv ma'oi l'Hashem. And that's another angle of Avas Hashem, which is very important to realize. Hashem loves our avodah. What we're doing is very precious to Hashem. As the Nes of Chanukah, that Hashem made the menorah burn, was to teach us how chaviv our avodah is for Hashem. Hashem's going to help us. Hashem's going to make whatever it is happen. And that's Ma'ir in us, our Ava to Hashem. There's so many people that are empty shells when it comes to their avodah, when it comes to their learning, when it comes to their tefillah. They don't feel connected to inside. They don't feel it's meaningful because they don't realize Hashem is watching, Hashem is looking, Hashem appreciates what you're doing. They're not thinking about it. You go and you want to buy someone a Chanukah present. Let's say for your child, for your wife, but you're not sure if they're going to like it. You buy it, and you never know. You buy them a sweater. Maybe they're going to look at the color and they're going to tell you, oh, it's so old fashioned, it's not really style, it's not. But chule, I can't wear that, it's so embarrassing. As when you're going to buy the sweater, it's like, oh, you're not even excited. You're nervous. And then there's a another one. You were in your wife with the store a week before Hanukkah. And your wife said, oh, I so much want that. I love to have that in the house. As now you go to the store a day before Hanukkah and you know this present is, whoa, she's going to be really excited. You come, you buy the present, you're excited. Why? And if you like your wife, you're excited. Hopefully you love your wife. You're excited. Why? Because it means a lot to you. You know, your son, you know, you get him a present, you know, you know the bachim from Tim's mother. It's not so easy. But if your son told you, wow, that nukud, I really want that. That means a lot to me. You go, you get it, you're excited. Someone cares. You know the present's scoring home. You know it's hitting the person's heart. You know you're making the person happy. If you don't think when you daven that Hashem's watching and enjoying, if you don't think when you're learning that Hashem's watching and enjoying, it's so dry. You're not connected to it emotionally. Like, you know, someone that has to call his father once a week because that's what everyone does. And when the son calls the father, he's looking at his smartphone while he's talking on the phone. And the father's looking at his sefer when he's talking on the phone. Like, it's just a procedure. It's just one of those things you do. Like, everyone's not really here emotionally. We're just, you know, we got to do that. Like, you know, those chasnas you have to go to because you have to go to them. As by some people learning, I have to do that. Some people davening, I have to do that. I'm just not emotionally connected. And some people, when they daven, Hashem's listening to me. Hashem wants to hear me. He wants to help me. Hashem is waiting for me. If Bachim would only know how much Hashem's waiting for them, they would have gotten up for Shacharis, Bein Hazmanim. I mean, Chanukah, which they call Bein Hazmanim. Yeah. They wouldn't miss a Shacharis. Hashem's waiting for you. Hashem's excited. Hashem's waiting to see you in shul. Someone's there, waiting to hear your voice. Could you imagine if you have a singer like Mordechai Shapiro, and he's coming to Chasana, and they tell him, oh, the guys are really excited to see you. They're waiting to see you dance. They love the way you perform. They momish love the way you move your body. Oh, they're waiting for you. Because when he gets up there, he's like super excited. He's going to work the crowd. He's got an exciting crowd down here. He's like really excited because he knows they really are going to be watching me and they're going to be there with their smartphones taking pictures and sending. Whoa, he's super excited. He's got a crowd. Melech Malchei Hamlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who runs the world and runs your world, is watching you. He's watching the way you move your body and shuffle. But forgetting that, more important, he's watching the way you move your lips. He's watching your heart. And he's not just taking a picture and sending it in social media and sending it that everyone should watch. He really appreciates it. When you come and you sit down and you learn out loud, you have an audience. It could be your voice is not the sweetest. It could be your singing talent is not the best. Hashem, Hashmieni is koilech. He's very happy to hear it. He loves that voice. You have an undivided audience of Melech Malchei Hamlochim who's watching and appreciating. A dugma bizman hazeh. If you ever saw a proud grandparents by the Lel HaSeder, their grandchild comes up and says, Ma nishtana. And the child sings the song wrong. Parents, grandparents are killing from Nahas. Oh, did you see such a sweetie, such a cutie? Did you ever see anything like this? By Hanukkah, they sing Moisur and they're off tune, and the grandfather and the grandmother are killing. Why? Because it's their grandchild. It's their child. We're bonding Atem Lashem. The relationship is so deep. Everything we do is Chavur Lashem. It's so important to open up our hearts and get in touch with it, because it would empower our tefillas. It would empower our Torah. It would empower everything we do in life and give it a deeper meaning if we could put a real feeling into it. And the way to put the feeling into it is when that grandchild, all of a sudden, he's like hopping, I'm a little bit off key, you know, he's not dumb. But he looks at Bubby's face, and Bubby smiles, ooh. But Mordechai, whatever, Shapiro, when he's singing, and he's like, he's getting a little bit tired, you know, it's an hour and a half in, he's getting bored, he does this every night. But he looks at the yeshiva bachurim, and they're, whoa! He get, all of a sudden, he starts jumping, come on, again. Right? Let's just think when you're davening, Hashem's watching and Hashem appreciates. Hashem's gonna help you in life in everything you do. Listen, if I would talk to the wall in Yeshiva Smir when I daven, I would get sick of it too. But if I'm talking to Hashem, well, if I sit in the base medrash with my shtender and go back and forth, after a while, like, my back would start to hurt, maybe from the benches. I'd feel squished in, six on a bench. Especially now, everyone's coming back. Hashem has nachas ruach. Hashem is there, Hashem listens. When I stay late at night, and you know, the base medrash is a little bit empty, but I'm still there. I can think, no one's even here to tell the shachar. It's not even gonna affect my shidduchim. No one's watching me. No one's here to tell the shachar. No one's here to tell my father. No one's here to tell my mother. It's goodbye. What am I doing here? Or I could think, Hashem is watching. Hashem is nachas ruach. Hashem is changing my world and the world around me. As Hanukkah is the Ur, which keeps us after Hanukkah, is the Ur of appreciating the Aves Hashem that Hashem has for all our Avodah, which is Ma'ur us, that we do it, we should have more meaning. It should come with our Avat Hashem. That could help us in all our avodas Hashem to bring it to a totally different level. As that gives meaning to our avodas Hashem. It takes away from the chitzainius and it makes it into pinius. As Hashem Yahweh, the light of Hanukkah should light up our hearts with Avas Hashem. That's why in Allah Nisan, we say, V'achakahu bo'u b'necho l'dvir b'secha. What did Yavon say to them? Ein lachem chelik b'elokai Yisrael. You Jews walk around, think, you're banim lamokim, you aren't. You're just like one of us. You walk around with your Adidas sweatshirts and your Nike sweatshirts and your v'chula. You look like one of us. You watch what we watch. You live like we live. You're out partying. You guys are one of us. Ein lechem chelik. And that's what Yidden come back and they bounce back. Bo banecho lidvir beisecho. The Beis HaMikdash is my home. My home with Hashem. And I'm his child. And the Yavanim can never take that away from us. They try very hard. Ad hayayim. And unfortunately, they've taken it away from a lot of people who have lost their meaning in life of who they are and what our relationship with Hashem is. Chavoy, let's be neschazik together. We're bonim l'Hashem. He appreciates everything we do. And we have a house together with Hashem. Bo bonecho, levir beisecho. And it's Torah. It's not Torah that we're learning. It's Torah secho. It's chukei ritzaynecha. Mitzvahs are Hashem. Torah is Hashem. This is our relationship with Hashem. That'll electrify what we do, give it meaning, and lift it to the next level that we should be zeicha to siyata d'shmaya le'ela, le'ela, ule'ela. The Ora Gula should be Meir Oinapal. The Ora Vavas Hashem should be Meir Lanu. And we should continue to be Mis'ala and Mis'raimim together.